give our hearts to you today. We come trusting you from our very hearts today. Thank you for this Tuesday morning that you've given to us. We believe your word that has said that your mercies are new every morning. And we know that this morning is not an exception. We come to you today boldly. Boldly enter into your courts. And Father, we do come with the presence and gifts of thankfulness, appreciation, gratitude. And we come to bless your name. We present our hearts to you on this day. Everything in us is exposed to the light of your holiness, the light of your righteousness. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come together like this. Thank you for each person that's dialed in and connected right now with one mind and one purpose, that we would stand in your presence and we would raise petitions, we would intercede, we would trust you, we would please you. So we thank you for this opportunity, which is great, because you are great. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who has provided so richly for us that we are not only empowered, but we are made wealthy in him because he gave of himself so selfishly. So we thank you today. Thank you for everything. Thank you for yesterday and having brought us through safely. You watched over us. You watched around us. You set your ministering angels to protect and to guard, to provide. And we give you the praise today. We ask, Lord, that we have this opportunity to raise clean hands before you. Forgive us for our mistakes, our errors, our shortcomings. Help us. Help us, Lord, to move in what you've shown us, the new ways, the ways that reflect your heart. Help us, even in our weakness, reach down and touch us. Cleanse us from all sin, from all unrighteousness. Make us new on this day, a present to yourself. Purify us in the name of Jesus. We pray that this day we will continue to walk in the victory that you've given to us, walk in your love, your mercy, your favor, and your grace. Just like we did on yesterday, we're dependent on you and no other. You're our God and we are your people. We bless your name today and we trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, welcome to you on this day. You're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus. I say that with pleasure because what an opportunity, what a privilege that we have to connect with him and walk with him through the moments and every moment of our lives. That's a privilege. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. I guess you already know today's Tuesday, July the 15th, and our focus today is trusting the Lord from the heart. How deep is your trust in the Lord? The trust that inspires our prayers must not only be in the person of God and of Christ, but in their ability and willingness to grant the things we pray for. Therefore, we must believe, as our Lord taught, that a condition of effective prayer is not prayer from the head, but prayer from the heart. Therefore, the promises of God are so strong that when extended, our faith operates in the present and counts on a present answer from Him. Let's believe God today for present answers because of the depth of our trust in Him. Our trust on yesterday won't do. Yesterday is dead and gone, and we have to be fresh on this day because He's fresh with us. His mercy is new. They're new every morning. He never holds over mercy from the day before. Remember the manna in the wilderness? They had to gather it fresh every single day. Anything they tried to keep from the day before spoiled. Worms attacked it. That was an image of what God does now in our day, in our time. New mercies every morning. Isn't God wonderful? Praise His name. If you have a prayer request or a praise report or something that may strengthen and add to us while we're together, well, you may speak because your mic is open. You can be heard extensively, not just within those that are among those that are dialed in with us right now, which are many, but you can be heard across the earth because we're on the internet, the web, so to speak. So we thank God for the facility. We thank God that our sound is up and running. So our time is also running. So if you have a prayer request or a praise report, well, now is the time. Take it. My praise report is, I'm thanking God for teaching us, and of course I start from a very personal place with that, teaching us His heart, not about His heart, but actually transferring conditions that exist in His heart into our hearts. Sort of like a transplant, if you will. And I'm looking at my own heart and realizing how God is changing it all the time. And I like what He's doing. How about you? Can you identify places and spaces in your heart that have been changed and are being changed such that you yourself are amazed at the difference between what is now and what was even on yesterday concerning your own heart? These are amazing things for which we can give God praise. Amazing. It's amazing. It's a wonderful thing, though, to experience personally for oneself. Well, today we're continuing our prayer assignments. And I believe one of the clues to what we should be praying for comes to us through a channel called the media. It comes to us every day. And if you're tuned into the media, you know that Israel is at war with the Palestinian section of the Middle East. and that people are being killed, mauled and ravaged by explosions and explosives, a deadly war that is going on there. And when we see these things in the media, we know who the players are, and we therefore know what the scripture says about all of this. And we're to pray God's heart. That's how we know what to pray, particularly in this particular case. We know God's heart towards Israel and towards Jerusalem, where rockets are reaching Jerusalem from the Gaza side of the map. So we want to pray today for Israel. We want to pray for the Palestinians, because Israel and the Palestinians in the Gaza section are at war. Who gets the worst of it? The children. So we're going to pray, and I want to ask you to join me in all sincerity praying for Israel. Father, we ask today that you would sanctify your name, which has been profaned among the nations, which has been profaned in the midst of Israel and in the Palestinian lands, that those nations should come to know that the Lord is God. When he is sanctified in Israel before the eyes of the other nations, they know that he is God. And we ask that you would sprinkle the clean water of your word once again on Israel, and to cleanse her from her filthiness and from all her idols, from all her sins, including abortion and the occult. Give to Israel a new heart. Put a new spirit within her. Remove her heart of stone and give her a heart of flesh that can respond to the Holy Spirit and therefore cause her to walk in your statutes and keep your commandments and do them. We pray that you would remember your covenants and promises towards Israel, especially when others rise up against her to swallow her alive. When their wrath is kindled against her, that the waters will not overwhelm her, and that you will not give her as a prey to their teeth. Show your loving kindness to your people Israel and keep them as the apple of your eye. Hide them under the shadow of your wings from the wicked who oppress them, who conspires to overwhelm them. Keep them from their deadly enemies who surround them. We pray this in the name of Yeshua the Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you for hearing and for answering.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The humble prayer of humble servants on this Tuesday morning.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord. Have you prayed today?
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. In the name Hallelujah. Of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
they must die. Speak that
Jesus.
And claim that over
Jesus.
Israel and Jerusalem on this day.
Oh,
in Jesus'
thank you,
name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. The Word of God reminds us that there's a reward for those who pray for Jerusalem. Just those that pray for Jerusalem will prosper. That's how special Israel and Jerusalem is to the Lord. That those who pray for her prosper. Well, we're also praying, and we are in about the 17th day of prayer and intercession for our Muslim friends, our Muslim neighbors, praying that the light of Jesus Christ, which is the only light that overcomes the darkness and has overcome the darkness, we pray that that light would reach our Muslim friends and neighbors, the Muslim nations, because all the nations are designated to belong to Christ as his inheritance. Of course, you know who opposes that? Satan. But he's already a defeated foe. So today we pray for another Arab nation, or Muslim nation per se. And that nation is Morocco. And Morocco is in the northern section of the continent of Africa, right up at the top, if you look at the map of Africa. And I always encourage that if you're going to be a world-class Christian, if you're going to be a world Christian, meaning someone that is conscious of the extent of the earth and what God is doing in the earth and among the nations and his plan and strategy for the nations, then you want to have a map. Yeah. And a map is a good indicator of us having stepped out of our own narrow boundaries, if you will, as if we're the only ones on the planet. Yes, get a map, and it's very educational. It changes your consciousness. Your consciousness rises to a level of awareness that it never has before. You're aware. So as you hear news and you read the word, you're lightened up on the inside because there's a brightness of awareness there. The darkness being uninformed is gone. It's gone. So today we're praying for Morocco, and when you look at the map, you see Morocco at the top. And I would suggest that all of our prayer team get a map and place it on the wall in your favorite room at your dwelling. Place it on the wall and be conscious that God has a plan for that entire map. That's a map out of his plan, so that the Holy Spirit is able to speak to you consciously about God's heart towards that map and what it describes. so that you actually in your heart of hearts are able to understand and comprehend the great thing that God has done and is doing. If you were going to be a builder, you would have to have a drawing of that which is being built. And the drawing would be your point of reference. That's if you're a good builder. So we're praying for Morocco today. Morocco is roughly 99% Muslim. You have about 1% Christians there. And the official name of the country is the Kingdom of Morocco. It's about 172,000 square miles. It's slightly larger than California. And the population is 33.8 million people. These are 34 million people that God has a plan for. Did you know that? His plan that they would bow to Yeshua the Christ. Yes, they would bow and acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and King. This is God's plan. Their language is mostly Arabic. And the sect of their Muslim faith is that of the Sunni. They're Sunni Muslims. And there are only about 100,000 Christians in the whole country. And something that may be of interest to us and surely can guide our prayer today as well is the fact that the median age of that country is 24.3 years, very young. Imagine the Holy Spirit moving upon that nation in the early and the latter rain, and this present generation, where the average age is 24.3, being transformed. What might God do through the rest of Africa should an explosion of faith in Christ occur in that nation? This is why we're to pray. Father, we come to you today on behalf of our Muslim neighbors, our Muslim friends who are seeking you during this period that they've called Ramadan. We pray that the Holy Spirit would get through to those that are seeking, really seeking a relationship with you, but have never before had the thought of how to go about that. But now, because of encounters with people that know the Lord, because of encounters with the sound of the gospel, that they would be able to hear. They would be so quickened from being dead in their sins, and they will respond to the everlasting love and life that Christ gives to us and has given so freely for all men to partake. We pray for them. We pray for the nation of Morocco. We lift up this peace and this land area of the earth right now, that your love and mercy and grace through Christ Jesus has been directed to bring salvation and restoration, to bring life and life more abundantly. We pray right now that your love would be realized in that nation even on this day, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, touch the children.
Touch them.
Even as they try to breathe in and realize their world and their circumstances, touch them. Touch their tender hearts, because their hearts are ready and receptive. Touch the hearts of the leaders. We pray for the leader of that nation, whose name is King Muhammad the Sixth. Touch his heart today. Break the bands and chains of the curse in the name of Jesus, so that this nation becomes free. Free in its worship. Free to worship you through Jesus Christ. Break the chains that the enemy has put in place. We rebuke every plot and every strategy of the kingdom of darkness to hold this nation hostage and in check, away from your mercies, which are available now, today, for all of them to drink the water of life. So we ask, even as the sun shines over that nation, that your Son, his love, his mercy, and good news, that he has come, is spread abroad in that nation, through the airways, through whatever media communications, in the marketplace, wherever, schools. In Jesus' name we pray today for the nation of Morocco.
Amen.
Bless that nation.
Yes, Lord.
Bless its king, King Muhammad the Sixth, and his family. May a visitation occur, a mighty supernatural visitation occur at his household and in his nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is so.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I just enjoy praying, challenging our own hearts to pray big. That's the Holy Spirit. That's what he would lead us to do and is leading us to do. To pray large. To pray God's agenda. Because God has an agenda. What that means is that when we take on his agenda, we can be confident that he has ours.
Good morning.
Mighty God.
Pastor.
Good morning to you and welcome.
Praise
How are you,
Lord.
Christine?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
I have a prayer request this morning for a young lady by the name of Madeline. I don't know her personally, but she's a friend of one of my friends. And my friend called me and asked me if I could put Madeline on the prayer line this morning. She's in a marital situation. Well, yeah, sort of a marital situation. And she called my friend. She texted my friend and told her that she is hurting so bad that she does not think she could go on. And we've been trying to contact her since that text. And we've been trying to call her, and it's going straight to voicemail. So we just want to lift Madeline up in prayer that whatever the devil have in her mind to do, if it's to herself or to anyone else, that it will be removed. She is in a relationship that is destroying her.
Okay.
And
we are
very concerned about her frame of mind.
Well, we are going to pray for her right now.
Yes, please. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You are worthy.
We thank you for your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your name. We thank you for your power, Lord. You are so awesome.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
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 Father,
Jesus.
Today, collectively, we place our hearts before you. And this young woman, we sense her pain.
Yes,
we sense the hopelessness that accompanies the pain. But we know, Father, that you are God, and in you there is healing, there is deliverance. Father, right now we ask and command the strong man to release his hold upon the life of this young woman, Madeline.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of
Jesus.
We bind the principalities, the powers, and rulers of the darkness in her life, in her world.
Lord.
All the spiritual wickedness in high places.
High places, we come against it.
To loose in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We bind the works that have come against her mind and her body.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
She has been a prisoner of the dark and of the enemy. We find those works right now. We send your fire and your power against the soldiers of darkness that have been sent to keep her captive.
Yes, Lord.
We loose every chain that has been placed.
Hallelujah.
From the band.
Hallelujah.
We loose
God, that Madeline free right now in the name of Jesus.
Her mind and her will and emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
She's loosed right now. Madeline is
thank you, Lord.
From all curses in the name of
Jesus.
And every assignment of witchcraft and sorcery and divination,
Lord.
She is released.
Hallelujah.
Every spoken curse a negative word spoken against her life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today, she is free. The enemy's assignment is canceled. In the
Hallelujah.
Name
Hi.
Jesus.
Hi. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
We speak freedom and liberty and light over her.
Thank you, Lord.
The light of heaven. In the
name
of Jesus. Madeline is. She is free.
Hallelujah.
At this said same hour. In Jesus' name.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name, she is loosed. She is loosed. She is loosed.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
She is loosed.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to you, name, Lord.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To you, name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This young woman, witchcraft has been the instrument of attack upon her life. Witchcraft. We must believe God for her complete deliverance.
Thank you, Jesus.
That particular weapon. However it was directed, sent, or by whomever or whatever, doesn't matter, but it's witchcraft. And it's designed to cause her to take her own life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord,
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name, Lord. We give you all honor. We give you all glory, Lord. Your will be done, Father. Your will be done in us tonight. Your will be done, Lord, that you will get the honor and you will get the glory, that you will get the praise, that what the devil takes for evil, Lord, you will take it and turn it around. That Madeline will have a song in her heart, that she will experience who you are, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the peace
that
you've sent
to us
today.
We thank you, Lord. Yes, Father.
Glory
to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That we have to step back, you have to let go.
Yes.
You have to let go.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Be the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for removing her. Thank you for giving her the strength to walk away, to get out, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you,
but
Lord.
Christine,
Thank
if you.
You
guys are able to contact her or do get in contact with her, well, don't
yes,
you say
we've
this.
Been trying.
She is okay. Don't.
This morning.
Yes. Don't worry unduly about her. We've prayed and trusted God from the heart and for present answers, and I believe that God has heard our prayers on this day. But do ask her when you all get in contact with her to clean out her house of everything that's unlike the Lord. Clean out her house. And in the process, she made a cover. she may discover some things that she didn't know was there. But she's clean out her house. And then make sure that her life is clean. She can do that. Make sure her life is clean. And what she discovers and what she has there that may be a point of contact for the curse and the witchcraft and the divination, doesn't matter its value, she may have to get rid of it or should get rid of it, whatever that is.
Okay.
Her external surroundings need to be cleaned, and her internal environment, meaning in her own heart and life, whatever is there that's resisting the grace of God, also entertain the darkness. So it's that serious, and it can be deadly. It can be deadly.
Yes, Pastor, you're right. Because this morning I started praying for her, and all I hear is a spirit of murder. Oh, God. I keep praying for her. All I hear is murder, 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 a spirit of murder. And I ask God to take it away, to remove it, to release her, to set her free.
Yes.
Whatever it is that the devil is working in our mind, in our spirit, whether it's a spirit of suicide or a spirit of murder, Lord, to take it away.
Yes.
It away.
Jesus.
See, we ought not to play with stuff like that. We ought to. See, God will place on our hearts things He wants us to pray for and bridge the gap. Sometimes we could miss it. And it's so serious that it can actually result in the loss of life. That's how
serious. So my friend, I've been ministering to her for a while now. She's been calling my friend, and she's been ministering to her and pleading with her to get out, to leave. And for some reason, like, she did this stronghold, and whatever it is, like, she cannot get out of the relationship she's in. But my friend been ministering to her for a long time, and the last thing that happened was that text that she sent. And but I know God is able, and it is done.
I lost a wonderful friend, and I mean wonderful friend, and someone that I worked closely with. I lost her. I believe she's with the Lord because she loves the Lord. But it was devastating to me. And I still to this day wonder what else I could have done, or if there was something that I could have done that I didn't do. But her husband killed her.
Jesus.
Viciously. Viciously.
Yes,
killed her.
I will continue praying throughout the day, because it's a terrible situation.
Yeah. So it's,
and she seemed to be unable to walk away from it.
Well, we've put before the Lord that case today, and we are believing God that the light comes.
Yes, I believe that God is going to do it. I believe with all my heart that God is going to do it, and that God have something better for her, and God have a work for her. This will be her testimony.
And if this, if her husband is physically, particularly physically, there are other forms of abuse, there's mental and psychological abuse, but if he's physically abusing her, she needs to leave.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear and straight. There's nothing that you have to speculate about. Because Satan, the spirit of death and destruction, doesn't care who or how many he destroys. So that the friend I just referred you, spoke about, well, her husband is sitting in prison now doing a 17-year life sentence, whatever that is. I wasn't there when he was sentenced or anything like that. But he's in prison, let's put it this way. Someone that has never gone to prison before, someone who I knew, someone who I sat at the table and ate with.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
I mean, that's how devastating the kingdom of darkness can be in destruction. So the family, the mother is gone, the father is gone. You see what I'm talking about? That's how serious this warfare is.
Yes, Pastor. Mm-hmm. She have two daughters. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, she have two daughters.
Yeah, the enemy wants to just devastate the family.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad that we hit that note, because I believe that was God's heart, that this woman be interceded for, this family. Father, we thank you for the family, and we pray, oh God, a circle of protection. Put a ring of fire around this family in the name of Jesus to protect them from the walk of the kingdom of darkness, to intervene and to get involved in their life, Lord, and to destroy, to steal, kill, and destroy. We rebuke that design and that strategy right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak protection 360 degrees of
Lord.
The blood of Jesus prevails. In the name of Jesus.
Your blood prevail, Lord. Your blood prevail.
Father, where there is not a sound mind, we ask that you would impart a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind, even in the midst of the enemy's efforts to keep darkness. We speak light. In Jesus' name, we proclaim light through the blood.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
We rebuke the spirit of darkness.
Thank you for joining us on this day. We've ran over time, but that's okay. As long as it's God directed, we thank God for it. So,
yes,
be blessed today. And if the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance this family and this lady, Madeline, that we prayed for, whisper a prayer. Because that's
yes.
God. Whisper a prayer. Don't just say, oops, I wonder how that turned out. No, whisper a prayer. In the name of Jesus. Okay, let's enter into a benediction, and it's taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 17. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well,
hallelujah.
Look forward to being with you one more
time.
Wednesday morning. God bless you.
Have a
blessing. Pray for me.
Pray
a blessing on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Me and my wife. Bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you. I receive that.